What's up? They spoke to us. Many of the General Conference talks have messages relevant for the youth of the church. Here are just a few examples. Read all the conference talks in the November Ensign and Liahona magazines. President Henry B. Eyring teaches a building unity by speaking kindly of one another. I can promise you a feeling of peace and joy when you speak generously of others in the light of Christ. See our hearts knit as one. Young people, sacrament meeting is not a time for whispered conversations on cell phones or for texting persons at other locations, says Elder Dallin H. Oaks. Read the rest of his counsel in sacrament meeting and the sacrament. Sister Elaine S. Dalton says, I truly believe that one virtuous young woman or young man, led by the Spirit, can change the world. But in order to do so, we must return to virtue. Read how to change the world in a return to virtue. To read conference experiences by youth, go to newera.lds.org. You can also read, listen to, or watch these talks online at www.lds.org. The first, the middle, and the last thing to do is pray. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, in Strength of the Lord, Ensign May 2004, page 17. My favorite scripture. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 is my favorite scripture because it talks about the creation of humankind as the crowning achievement in the creation of the earth. It says we are created in the image of God. It lets us know that the creation didn't happen by chance, but was according to an eternal plan. Travis D., age 14, Guadalupe, West Indies. Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. Send it to newera@ldschurch.org. BYU Writing Contest 2009. It's time to prepare your entry for the BYU English Department Writing Contest for high school students in 9th through 12th grades, ages 14 through 18. Cash prizes will be awarded in the categories of fiction, poetry, personal essay, and critical essay. You can submit one entry per category. Submit your entries between January 1, 2009 and January 31, 2009 to the BYU English Department, 4198 JFSB, Provo, Utah, 84602-6701. You can get all the rules and a cover sheet at the department website, http://english.byu.edu. Look for undergraduate writing contests. If you have questions, call 801-422-4939. Saving Lives Worldwide. Did you know that just one of the projects carried out by LDS Humanitarian Services has saved the lives of more than 400,000 infants in developing countries? Newborn resuscitation, training medical staff how to resuscitate babies who are not breathing at birth, is just one of the initiatives Humanitarian Services focused on in the past year. Others are water projects, wheelchair distribution, and vision treatment training. Newborn resuscitation courses were taught in 23 countries. When just one physician is trained, he or she will go on to train others, which in the long run turns into thousands of lives being saved, Dean Walker, manager of Major Initiatives for Humanitarian Services, said. Three of the church's other major projects also helped thousands of people last year. 950,000 people benefited from clean water projects. 60,537 wheelchairs were distributed. 9,100 people received vision treatment. In May, the church shipped 142,000 pounds of medical and other supplies to Myanmar to aid those affected by a cyclone. The church's relief efforts for those areas affected by the 2004 tsunami in Asia are still continuing, where the church has assisted in building 16 schools, 902 homes, and 3 community centers. The Church in Honduras. Elder Spencer W. Kimball and Marion G. Romney of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles visited Honduras in the early 1950s. They left church literature with a hotel waiter, who later was baptized and confirmed. Missionaries came to Honduras in December 1952. They baptized the first converts and organized the first congregation in March 1953. In 1980, church membership in Honduras was 6,300. Membership today is 20 times greater. On June 9, 2007, ground was broken and the site was dedicated for the Tegucigalpa Honduras Temple, which is expected to be completed in late 2009 or early 2010. Here are a few facts about the church today in Honduras. Membership, 120,259. Missions, 3. Congregations, 218. Family History Centers, 25. Temples, 1. Under construction. Information from Newsroom at www.lds.org. By the numbers, 750,900,000. Value in U.S. dollars of humanitarian material assistance since 1985. Hymn vocabulary. Do you know what you just sang? Choose the correct definition for each of the following words that can be found in one or more of our hymns. A. Dross, hymns number 85 and 272. 1. Heavy woven cord. 2. Something considered worthless. 3. Pattern cloth. 4. Soft evening light. The answer, 2. Something considered worthless. B. Sultry, hymns number 109. 1. Sleepy. 2. Hot and humid. 3. Timeless. 4. Calm and serene. The answer, 2. Hot and humid. C. High, hymns number 284. 1. Ostentatious. 2. Tall. 3. Go quickly. 4. To walk. The answer, 3. Go quickly. D. Diadem, hymns number 272. 1. Interlocking links. 2. A brass musical instrument. 3. Something dangerous. 4. A jeweled crown. The answer, 4. A jeweled crown. E. Moat, hymns number 273. 1. A tiny piece of something. 2. A deep, wide ditch. 3. Forced to do something. 4. An old-fashioned shirt. The answer, 1. A tiny piece of something. End of the article. What's up?